Mailed-in ballots are usually more of a curiosity than anything else, because the rules until this year really restricted them to people with issues or who were out of town. COVID changed that, and the Board of Elections has 83,000 of them, which will be counted starting November 17th. Meanwhile, they can be screened to find any problems and get them ready for November 16th, when they'll be checked by the candidates. Democratic Elections Commissioner Jeremy Zellner says it takes time.
We have a huge volume of absentees, and we've got to pull any of them if someone voted in person. Now, we've already pulled any of them that from early voting that they voted in person, but now we've got to make sure that no one came to the polls on election day and also mailed us an absentee.
Apparently, some wanted to make sure their vote counted.
We found lots. There's a lot of people who requested an absentee, mailed it back to us, and voted early voting. I think they just wanted to make sure their vote was counted on election night instead of waiting for their ballot to come in the mail.
That's why the actual ballot in its envelope is being removed from the packaging and checked for basics, like signing the outside. Under new state legislation, if there's a problem like not signing, board workers can call the voter and get the problem resolved under what's called the Cures Act. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.